Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now at the very end of Kiddushin Daf Vav Amud Bet, the very bottom of the Amud. And as I mentioned in the previous podcast, we're up for a lot of fun in this particular sugya. Rava is going to present three different odd scenarios of Kiddushei Kesef. Odd in the sense of who's giving and who's getting the money, or should we say who's giving or who's getting the money, and then ultimately who's giving and getting the money, and going to validate all of them based on other models of kinyonim in other parts of halacha. So a quick preface is very much in place. First of all, the din of an arev, a cosigner, is adduced by Rava to support one particular position. An arev is someone who gets no particular benefit and nonetheless obligates himself. On the other hand, there is an Eved Knani who is liberated from his master and can be liberated through someone else giving the money. So you have someone else who loses the money and an outside person pays the master, and the Eved Knani goes free. So a person can gain a person, in that case himself, while not giving anything up. In the case of an Arev, he can become subjugated to a person, in that case the lender, without gaining anything. All right, here we go. Amarava, Tain Mona the Pony. So for our purposes, we're going to talk about man, woman, and other. Other will be a third party who is not currently getting married to the woman and or the man if it's a girl, and not somebody who's intending to. So Amarava, Tain Mona the Plonei Vekade Shlach. So the woman says to the man that she intends to marry, give the money to another person, and I will be mitkadesh to you. So instead of giving the money to his wife, he's giving the money to an outside party at her direction. Rava says, mikudesh midin arev. The kiddushin work based on the model of an arev. How does that work? Arev, laf alfagav delomati hanah liyodei. An arev, even though he gets no hanah, he didn't get the money of the loan. The borrower did, not the cosigner. Nonetheless, kamasha bin nafshe. Nonetheless, he obligates himself. The same way, the woman who directed this gift, alfagav delomati hanah liyodei, she does not get any direct hanah. She certainly does get the hanoah that at her direction money was given to another party, but she's not getting that money. Nonetheless, she's meshabed and acquires herself to the husband, just like an arev does. Good. That's model one. Model two. Helech manavit kachili ploni. The other one gives money to the woman. The other one gives money to the woman and says, "Hitkachi the plony, mikudash midin Eved Knani." That works because of Eved Knani, even though the giver is not the husband. So the other says to the woman, "Take this money, mikudash the plony." It works because of Eved Knani. How does that work? Eved Knani lava vagav delo kachasav lo midin. Even though an Eved Knani loses nothing. Right, he doesn't pay any money to the master. Some other party does. Kokani nafshe, he acquires himself. Hai gavernami, same thing with this guy, who's the beneficiary of the other's gift. Avagavlo kachosav lo midi kokani lala hayitta. Even though he loses nothing, he's kona this woman. So we're equating in this case the Eved Knani's liberation of himself with this fellow acquiring the woman. And we saw that already in the Mishnah, Kona et Atzma, as being sort of a mirror image of Niknet. All right, good. Now, third case is a mixture. Tain mona the ploni v'kadeshani lo. So, the woman says to the other, give money to the man, and I will be mikadesh to him. Mukudeshim midin shneihem. A mixture of the models of Arev and Eved Knani works here. Because think about it this way. In a normal case, the man gives the woman the money. Arev allows for a different giver. For a different recipient. And Eved Knani allows for a different giver. In other words, an Arev somebody else got the money, the borrower got the money, and I, as the RIV, became obligated. So we can now extend it and say there could be a different recipient of the money, and yet he's obligated. Eved Kanani extends the donor. Somebody else could give the money, and the Eved goes free. So now Rava says, so let's extend both of them and say we're going to have her not being the one who gets the money, and the husband not being the one who gives the money, and it'll still work as follows. So she says to the other, give money to the man, and I will be Mekadesh to him. That works as a combination of the both, because the husband has not given any money. The woman has received no money. It still works. Why? What do we say about an Arev, even though he doesn't get any Hanoah? He obligates himself. Same thing with the woman. Even though she got no money, she's mocking herself. Now, of course, that's with her agreement. And we challenge that and say, Midami, they're not alike. After all, the one who acquires the Arev is the one who lost the money. The lender had to give up the money, and he gets the Arev. And on the other hand, in this case, the man acquires the woman. And the man had to pay no money. It was the other paid the money. So it's not really like an Arev. So we can bring in Eved Kanani to shore up that weakness. And Eved Kanani, after all, loses nothing and acquires himself. So you see that you don't need to be the real donor. So me, Dami, Hatam, Hachta, Kamakni, Kokani. In that case, the one who's receiving the money is the one who's giving him his freedom. That's the master. Hacha, Hayidata, Kamakni, Nafsha. Here, the woman is giving herself over. Veloka, Kani, Velomidi, but she's not getting anything. So the answer is Arv Yochiach. So again, we've stretched who the recipient is, we've stretched who the donor is, to the point that there could be an outside person giving money to the man, and the woman's mitkadesh to that man. The woman received nothing, the man gave nothing, and a combination of Arv and Eved Kanani, it'll work. And now Rava turns around and says, I've effectively cornered three legs of the square of saying all possibilities are here. And now I'm going to close in to the diametrically opposite position of the standard Kiddushin, in which the man gives the woman money. He says, "Hey, lachman rekadesh ani lach." Let's cut out the outside man, and let's say the woman comes directly up to the husband to be and says, "You take money, and I'll be mitkadesh to you." Now, of course, he would, as we saw earlier, have to then turn on Sarah Mekudeshetli. But is this gift going to work? And as I mentioned in the previous podcast, that's why we did not ask the question about Amar Huva not Nahi, because sometimes not Nahi may work if you're giving the money. So let's see Rava's case. Amarzutra Mishmen Rapapa Rukudesh. Rapapa said that works. So I'm the Ravashi the Marzutra. So Ravashi turned to Marzutra, who reported this in his name, and said, he is understanding that what's happening is the woman is saying, I'll be mitkadesh to you along with this gift. A Mishnah later on in our parak, Mishnah Dalit, is going to tell us that Nechasim Sheesh Lamachrayut, which is Karka, can piggyback and carry along Nechasim Sheesh Lamachrayut, which is Metaltalin. So he says, Im Kain, if you're telling me that she is bimin kadesh along with the money, it's inverted then. You then have nechasim sheish lamachrayut karka, which people generally associated, if anything, with that, to being acquired along with nechasim sheish lamachrayut. In other words, the money is dragging her along as opposed to the opposite. Our Mishnah reads the opposite. The metaltalin have to piggyback on the back of the piggyback on the karka, because we're talking about chazaka. So Marzutra answered back, "Mi savra ta amrat le agav." Don't think that she said to him, "Take this money, and I gave the money. I'm nikra to you." Ha chavaram chashiv askin. And here we're talking about a man who's an important man. She gets benefit from the fact that he received her gift and he accepted her gift. So she said, "Here, you take this gift," and with the, and then he has to turn around, by the way, and say, "You're mitkadesha to me with the hanoah that I accepted your gift." And we have a parallel to that. The same thing applies to mamon. The normal kinyan kesef, the buyer, sorry, the seller can actually be the one to give the money if the buyer is an Adam Chashuv who then gets Hana'ah, then the seller gets Hana'ah out of the fact that the buyer accepted his gift. We'll see later another example of this in several other contexts. Utsricha, we need it to be said about Mamon and about Kiddushin. Why? The Iyashmini Kiddushin, we saw this earlier, where we need to clarify Kiddushin as a unique place in the world of Mamonot, that even though a principle may be established in general about Mamon, it has to be restated or stated separately about Kiddushin because of the nature of Kiddushin being different. The Iyashmini Kiddushin, if you only told me that this works in the case of Kiddushin where the woman could give the gift and there's Hana that she gets from him accepting it, I would have said, Mishum Dahaitata Nechalda Bacholdu, because a woman really so much wants to get married, she'll take any kind of Hana. Kedivash Lakish. And this, by the way, flies directly into the face of the earlier direction that we had about Isha Pacha Mishavpruta Lamakanya Nafsha, she wouldn't do it for less than a Shavpruta, and it can't be Bechalipin, etc. Kidu Resh Lakish, like the famous adage of Resh Lakish that we saw in Ketubot, Amar Resh Lakish, Tav Lemetav Tan, Dum Lemetav Armalu. A woman would rather say, would live with two bodies together than to be alone. And she'd much rather be, and this of course is subject to a huge machloket in the 60s, between the Rav Zatzal and Nibad al-Chaim Rachman about the question about whether this chazaka would still be applicable today. But in any case, that's Resh Lakish's statement, that a woman would rather be married even to not the greatest situation than to be alone. Ava mamona imalo, but when it comes to mamon, I wouldn't say that the minimal hana that you get from someone else accepting your gift is of that value. V'yashmina mamona, and if I said it about mamon, mishum di'yoy v'mechila, because after all, mamon is something that you yourself can be mochel. You can forego it. Right? Ava kiddushin imalo. When it comes to Kiddushin, I would say that there is no mechila involved. A woman can't say, if a man wants to give her money, he can't say, I write mekudesh le b'shava b'kesef zeh. And she goes, I mochel the kesef. That won't work. So therefore, tzricha, therefore I need to say yes, but if he's an adam chashuv and she's giving him a gift and he's accepting it, that hana is good enough. As we'll say later in the Masechet, that if for instance, he agrees to perform some work for her or to dance in front of her or to speak on her behalf to the governor, that that's also good enough. Okay, so tzricha. Parenthetically, just as a tangent, but an interesting tangent, the Rosh indicates that when a person receives a gift that's a significant gift, they should not say the bracha shechianu, because the bracha shechianu is said only when it's personal pleasure, but rather they should say the bracha tova meitiv, which is the shechianu version for when there's more than one person getting the pleasure. And because he says, not he's quoting Yerushalmi here, not only are you enjoying the gift you got, but the person who gave it to you is getting benefit and enjoyment out of the fact that you received his gift. It's a beautiful idea about the value of giving, etc. Okay, now the next piece we're going to see is really the beginning of several pieces about nuances of Kiddushei Kesef and nuances of Kiddushin itself, which help us to clarify, to some extent, how Kiddushin works, the mechanics of Kiddushin. We'll end the first part of it in this podcast and continue in the next one. Amar Rava. Again, statements of Rava. Hit kadshi li lechetziyai, if a man says to a woman, you be mitkadesh to half of me, mikudeshet, that works. Chetziyech mikudeshet li, but half of you is mikudeshet to me, Eina Mekudesh, it doesn't work. Now, that was Rava. Amar le Abaye le Rava. So Rava, Abaye his colleague, said to Rava, Maishna chetziach Mekudeshet li, how come you said half of you Mekudeshet to me, Eina Mekudeshet doesn't work? Because you think it's because the Torah says, Kikach ish isha Amar Achmana, the Torah says it has to be a woman, Velo chetzi isha, you can't be Mekadesh half a woman. Achinami ish Amar Achmana, it says, Kikach ish isha, so it should be that if a man says, you're betrothed to half of me, it should also not work. And you said it does work. So Rava said, it's not about the language, it's not about this concept of ish achatzi ish. Hamalei hachi hashta, let's examine them. Hatam itata levei trei lochazia. That a woman cannot marry two men. She can't be married to two different men. Ela gavrami lochazia levei trei, but a man can be married to two women. And therefore, v'hachik amala, when he said, you're married to half of me, what he means, what he meant is, you're married to half of me, and if I want to marry somebody else, I'm declaring that that might be my interest. And that's perfectly legit. So now, amala razutra b'rei Rav Meri l'Ravina. So he asked Ravina, a generation later, said, I don't understand something else about Rav's statement. V'nifshu tula mikidusha b'chula. How come when the guy says, chetzeach mikudeshet li, why don't we say, okay, half works, and now the rest of it spreads, and she's fully mikudeshet to him. Why do we say, it doesn't work because half is no good? The half should spread. After all, milo tanya, and remember back on Daf Bet Amud Bet, we said that the phrase kiddushin is associated with hekdesh. So milo tanya, don't we have the following braita? Omer ragla shel zu ola teikula ola. If you look at an animal, and you say, regarding the leg of the animal is an ola, the whole thing's an ola. Now that's a disagreement. Not everybody agrees with that. Even the opinion that says it's not an ola, that's because a leg, the animal could live without a leg. But if you're makdish something that it is vital to the life of the animal, like the heart, the head, or half, havi kula ola, then everybody agrees that the whole thing becomes ola. The kedusha spreads throughout. So Ravina's answer is, midami, the two cases aren't alike. Hatam behema hachadat acheret. They're talking about a behema. A behema has no say over what's happening to it. It doesn't have any decision-making powers, nor do we have any way to find out what it thinks, if it thinks anything. Here, a woman is an independent person. If a man says chetzeach mekudeshet li, and she agrees, that means okay, half and not the other half. She stops it. So halo damia elalaha. It's rather more similar to the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Behema shel shnei shutvin. If you have an animal owned by two partners. So one of the partners was makdish his half. And then he went and bought the other half out and was makdish that. And you might think now it's an animal that could be brought on the mizbeach. The answer is kedusha v'ena kreva. The hekdesh is valid as kedusha damim, meaning as value kedusha, but not physical kedusha. The animal could not go on the mizbeach. V'osa tmura, but unlike kedusha damim, you could make a tmura out of it, which means if you were then to take another animal and say, this animal is in place of that messed up partnership animal, then the kedusha is chal, but the tmura has the same problem that it can't be brought down the mizbeach. Alright, so in the same way, we see that there is no pishut. We don't say that when you're makdish half, the other half, the half spreads out, because here, you've got a partner, and that partner is another intelligent person who has his own opinions and his own desires, and when you said half of the animal's hektish, the half that I own is hektish, it stops at that half. Just like when, if you're makdish half a woman, it stops at that half, because she's an adult, she's an intelligent person, she knows how much she wants to be mitkadesh, or how much of her. Alright, so therefore we see there's no pishut. Tangentially, along this issue, we say the following. Shma min atlat. You can infer three things from this halacha about Rabbi Yochanan's statement about the partnership and the animal. Shma min abalechaim nidochim. First of all, this settles a discussion that we have in several places in Kodshim, whether there's dichui, rejection of an animal before it's dead. Is there dichui only lachamita, or even while it's alive? You see from Rabbi Yochanan that there's dichui, rejection, even when it's alive, because this animal already got rejected when, meaning it could never be brought on the Mizbeach, the minute that its hektish was made, while only one of the two owners was makdish it, and he didn't have control over the other half. That's another discussion. Whether you have to be near a venidcha, does it have to be something that was fit for the Mizbeach and then rejected? Do you call something rejected if it was never fit? So you see from Rabbi Yochanan, it could be dichu mikara. It could be from the onset, it could be nidcha. You could have something that was never fit for the mizbeach, as opposed to what we think dichui is, which means something that was fit, you were makdish it, and then something interrupted that. All right, so you see, dichui mikar also works. So shema mina yish dichui b'damim. The dichui also applies to kedushat damim, and not just to kedushat hakuf. All right, back to our case. Boy, Rava, chetziach b'chatzi pruta v'chetziach b'chatzi pruta. We already established that a woman cannot be mitkadeshet by half. Half a woman's not mitkadeshet. So what if he's Makadish the woman in two halves? Half for half a pruta and half for half a pruta. How do you understand it? Mahu. Kaman de amar la chatzi pruta. Since he said chatzi pruta, paska, so each statement is separate. And this is not kedusha and that's not kedusha and you can't put them together. Maybe he's counting it out. He's saying, okay, I have a half a pruta here, that's for half of you, half a pruta here, that's for half of you. And it's all good kiddushin. So im tinsalam amona v'holechu, if you want to take that position, and a parenthetic, but very important parenthetic, well-known approach to the Rambam is whenever you have a flow chart like this that says take position A or B, and then the Gemara says, if we were to follow B, then try this. The Rambam says that means the Gemara is ruling in according to that. So the Rambam here rules that this is mona v'holechu, that if you want to say that when you say half of you for half a pruta and half for half a pruta, you're just simply counting up, and it's all one transaction and it's valid. What about if you said chetziach b'pruta v'chetziach b'pruta, half of you for a pruta, which is enough, a pruta is enough. So that means that that kinyan's invalid because it's half of you. And you said again, the other half of you for a pruta. Kevan da amar la b'pruta u'pruta, since he said the word pruta both times, paskal milta, each one is now independent. Odilma kol b'yome mona v'holechu, or perhaps as long as it's all one transaction, about one day, about one time, it's all just counting up. You know what, I have two prutot here. This pruta is for half of you, and this pruta is for half of you. Maybe that's what he means, and then it's valid. And if you want to say that that's true when it's all in one day, what if he says, all right, I'll be mekadesh half of you with this pruta today, and half of you with this pruta tomorrow. Since he said tomorrow, they're now separate transactions, and the whole thing falls apart, because there's no half. Maybe this is what he meant. Kiddushin matchilu mihayidna. I want kiddushin to start now. I want it to be a process. Begins now and ends tomorrow. It's all one process. So then, what do? We don't know. We'll see in a minute. Shnei chatziach pruta mahu. What if he says you're two halves for one pruta? Hachavada bechadzimna kamarla. This is clearly one transaction. Or perhaps there is no such thing as half a woman for Kiddushin, not when it's said in one day or in 2 days or in multiple days or you're two halves for one pruta. Maybe it never works. And the answer is, and evidently to all these questions, is teku. And with that teku, in which we suspend judgment and we do not know how to go, which means, of course, we would say that it is a suffik and chashin and lamidir abanan, we will end our podcast and pick it up at Rava's next question about nuances of Kiddushin on Daf Zion Amud Bet in our next podcast. Everyone should have a wonderful day.